Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, my best friend and grandson, as you do each and every time we come on these airways, introducing this show. I really, really appreciate that. Really love the fact that we're working together to leave a legacy for our family by building a business. And today's show, you know, we do on Fridays, called Beyond the Matrix, Freedom is Working from Home. And, you know, we haven't been on the last couple of Fridays. Had some schedule conflicts and some things that needed to deal with. And it's a busy time of the year right now, so I'm helping people get beyond the matrix of not having an adequate tax return. If you're going to participate in the tax system in America, and I say again, if you're going to participate, then you need to make sure you have it work for you. Participation in it or non-participation in it, that's a whole nother radio show and topic, because the tax system really is not something that people do have to participate in, but I won't get into all of that today. But I've been busy helping people that are participating how to get the most out of it if you're going to participate. So it's things that you need to know, anything that you participate in, you need to know how to make it work for you. Well, we talk about beyond the matrix, freedom is working from home. Well, first of all, we talk about the matrix. We're talking about a path to enlightenment. A path to enlightenment. Enlightenment. We need enlightenment to help us find a spiritual approach to direct communication with reality. And what is the reality that we live in? We're going to listen to a piece in a little while here on the show called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell. When he takes space, he can just confirms part of the reality of what we're living through. And that reality that we're living through is America's the last country with a standing middle class that is disappearing, it being gotten away with. And if you're not prepared to deal with that, then you're not going to be able to confront the realities that you deal with, and it's going to keep you from being able to be inspired to live and deal with life. Because it's going to keep you in a stressful, fearful, and angry situation. So we want to make sure you be able to know how to deal with it so that it doesn't kill you. See, because when you have a constant state of stress, fear, and anger, then your energy gets zapped. And energy is everything. What energy are you tapping into right now? How do you cut back on stressful activities? Are you getting the most and getting into your innermost self? The best way to do that is through meditation and confront your fears. You know, if you don't confront your fears, see, then you're going to have problems. See, and we live in a society where 90% of us try to avoid pain and 10% of us try to seek pleasure. And so you need to make sure you're seeking pleasure and not trying to avoid pain, because if you're just living to avoid pain, and, you know, you run from one thing to the next. And, you know, your expectations will let you down because you expect something that cannot happen. Because when we seek to avoid pain, it's because of stressful things that have happened. Let me give you some examples of seeking to avoid pain. Making sure that, you know, you get your light bill paid so your lights don't get cut off. Well, the thing is, if you put yourself in a different kind of situation, it won't matter what your light bill is, you'll always be able to pay it. But in order to do that, there's some things that you're going to need to know and how to position yourself like others have to take advantage of some proprietary information and business benefits that will allow you not to be in the stressful situation of trying to avoid the pain each month or just maintain it, but being able to seek the pleasure of getting done what you want to do. And see, the problem is this, is that, again, only 10% of us work and focus on seeking pleasure, to enjoy the things that we want in life, the quote-unquote finer things in life. And if you're not doing that, then you're basically living a life to avoid pain. And yes, none of us wants to be involved in pain, but it's important. If you really want to avoid pain, then you need to be seeking pleasure. What is pleasurable to you, and how do you obtain that pleasure? Well, one of the things that we always talk about on this show, Home Based Business 101, is the joy and the privilege of being able to work from home and be your own boss. Yes, we have a business model that we deal with and that we share with folks. It definitely really helps you avoid the pain and have fun and be able to, we say, turn fun into fortune. And some of you that have been listening to this show, you know what it is. It's YTV. I'm not going to get ahead of myself and do the YTV presentation at this point because I'm going to leave you information at the end of the show how you can go and get that information. But I really want you to think about today after you listen to the clip that I'm going to play called 15 Years Left. What is your plan to not become part of the ultra-poor in America? Because, see, that's the reality. And if you don't escape the matrix, you can lie to yourself all that you want today. You listen to this show. That's not me. Baba Jahi, that's not going to affect me. You need to be able to have, as it said in ancient Kemet, which, you know, most of you refer to as Egypt. The land was called Kemet. That's a whole topic for a whole nother show. Know thyself, and to thy own self be true. And what is your true self? See, this is a question we need to ask ourselves. What is our true self, and how do we get into the authenticity of who we are as spiritual beings going through a human existence? And so there's three questions that you need to ask yourself. And I'm going to put those out there to you, and then I'm going to bring up this clip here in a second and play it and then wrap the show up today. There's three questions you need to ask yourself. Who am I? This is something we should ask ourselves every day. Who am I? You know, and I'm talking about more than just your name. But who am I in terms of what's going on in this world? Who am I? That's a question of asking who are you in terms of your true self. See, because ultimately at the end of the day, that's what you need to be focusing on, not the crap that we go through day to day, trying to fit into a world and just trying to find a way to belong and be a part of a world that, you know, if we're not clear in terms of who our true selves are and tapping into that, we're just existing and we're just trying to avoid pain and not seek pleasure. But that's that first question, who am I? After you answer the question of who am I, the next question is, am I really who I say I am? If you call yourself a child of God, child of the Most High, or child of, you know, spiritual enlightenment, that I ain't into this crap. You know, I heard people tell me all the time, well, I ain't into that crap that's going on, Baba Jahi. You know, I'm a spiritually enlightened person. Well, my next question to you is, am I really who I say I am? See, in other words, okay, you say you're spiritually enlightened. Are you really? Does your life reflect that? Because that leads to the third question. Am I all I ought to be? See, we put these things on ourselves. We say this. I mean, and I'm always reminded of this, especially when I deal with religious people. Again, I say the term religious people because I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. See, there's a difference between religion and spirituality. Religion is a man-made thing to control people. Spirituality is divine understanding of how we relate to the universe, nature, and what we want to call God. What I call God, I call nature. And see, I'm a spiritual person. I mean, that's why I study the weather. I study the birds, the bees, the ants, the animals. I watch what they do because they're more in tune to what's going on a lot of times than we humans are. Because we humans, we're into control designs by a certain elite group of humans that control the paradigms on which they want us to live and govern our lives, so that they can get the pleasure they want to get out of life. And what you got to do is you got to find how to find pleasure in your life and get away from just trying to avoid pain and take control and destiny of your life. So, again, with that said, you know, those three questions. Who am I? This is a question I want you to write down and ask yourself today at the end of this show. Who am I? Am I really who I say I am? And then the last one, am I all I ought to be? Because, see, then that becomes where you begin to put in the action steps. You say you this, are you really who you say you are? And then three, are you doing what you should be doing to be all that you ought to be in terms of the definition that you have put upon yourself. And that's so, so important. You know, if we don't do that, then we're just lying to ourselves and we live in a fake reality. And so many people are fake and plastic. You know, there's a song, some people are made of plastic. Some people are no good. What you see is what you get. See, so, I mean, you know, you got to look for what you want to get out of life and be a real person, a real person, by being able to, when you say, I am such and such, then you are you really who you say you are, and then three, are you all you ought to be. I'm going to play this clip right now from Mark Yarnell called 15 Years Left. And again, he just outlines what is coming. It cannot be avoided. So, like something I'm trying to condemn folk for where you're at, I'm just trying to be the warner of what's coming our way so that you can prepare for it, because that's what me and my family are doing. That's why we work the business that we're in, so that we can prepare for this, so that we don't be caught in a situation in which we're not happy with. See, because what you're going about to hear next is real, it's happening, it's already happening. If you pay close attention and you listen to what he's talking about, you've already seen the evidence of what he's talking about, and you got a little bit of time left to make a decision on how to put yourself in a position so that you do not be in a position that you don't want to be in, unless what he talks about doesn't bother you. So hold on, here we go.
If I could buy you a dream.
Hello, I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, Is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so when I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factor. He sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal's interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, self phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal-less interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%. 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income. And then the New Age flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing. From Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine, I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of centrist, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal-less interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
There's a song he's playing from America, If I Could Buy You a Dream. What is that dream? As he said, you know, hey, he did this clip back in 2007. So this is 2014. That was 7 years ago, which means we really got 8 years left. Those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, get back with me. I can make sure that I share some information with you, with a company that is dealing with this whole concept of principal-less interest and showing you how to be able to accumulate $25,000 a month. Yes. Now, as I said earlier, it's going to take some effort, and it's going to take for you to see a path to enlightenment, and you're going to need a spiritual approach to dealing with this, to thy own self to be true, and asking yourself those three questions that I put out there. Who am I? Am I really who I say I am? And am I all I ought to be? This is serious, serious information. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it as just a program that I did today to promote some hype and, you know, cause people to have fear. No, I'm trying to help you be able to seek pleasure and avoid pain. The pain is this. If you recognize what he talked about, we already see when he talked about that back in 2007, look where Detroit was. Now look where Detroit is. The city filed bankruptcy. The city is bankrupt. You know, as he said, the middle class has already left over 26 cities in 2007. It's higher than that now. That's why when people be telling folks, you know, go find a job. Where? Find a job where? Where are they going to find a job? Jobs have been, companies have moved out of America and went overseas. And so, you know, part of the problem is that we're living in a different time zone. We're living in the information age. And people still trying to apply industrial age behavior to information age time, and it just don't fit. You're out of warp. You're out of sync. You're not even in tune to the matrix of what's going on. The matrix of what's going on is that, you know, finding jobs, they don't exist anymore. You know what I mean? That's why these people, they try to get these companies to come in and come in with these temporary fixes to how many jobs can they create. well, whatever they create, it ain't going to last for long because the industry, the economy, and the world economy, the way things are shifting and moving, is that we don't have that anymore. And they're running out of people to exploit. We have to remember the fact that America was built off of slave labor. And now that, you know, 400-some years later, you know, it's reaping what it sowed. I mean, you know, but for so many years, America did had a free labor class that it was able to exploit through the Holocaust of African enslavement, in which a whole race were enslaved and brought to America to build this country. And that's how America got built. You cannot deny the fact that America was built off of slave labor. And then when it made a shift to the Industrial Revolution, then it was built off of immigrant labor. But the slave labor provided the foundation to make America what it is today. And if you don't understand that, you're really in la-la land. And the thing is now is that you need to understand basically as we're moving forward where we're at in terms of relationship to the world and the world economy. We're in the information age, technology. If you want to escape what's coming, as Mark Yelnell talked about, the two-class society in America, then you need to get with this information and you need to give us a call and we can show you how to get involved in a company that has one of the greatest compensation plans in the area of network marketing. And don't let network marketing scare you. Network marketing has created more millionaires than any other profession and the economy over the last 20 to 25 years. So you can make it work for you. But it means you have to have a different kind of mindset. And if you're not willing to change your mindset, then, hey, go on and get what you're going to get. You're going to get what you're going to get. And the bottom line is, as I say all of this, it's time for a change. Are you willing to make a change? You know, MJ, Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, are you ready to make that change? You know, time to make a change. What change are you going to make? Or are you going to keep lying to yourself about, you know, hey, well, you know, I go to my church and I do this and I do that, and, you know, and Jesus is going to make it all right. Well, you better give him some help. You know, he can't help you. You know, I was told a long time ago, my grandmother, God helps those that help themselves. If you don't help yourself, why should God help your lazy butt? I mean, and, you know, and I'm saying that not to offend anybody, but to get people to wake up. You know, one of the movies that I really liked back in the day was School Days. You know, and the end of the thing, you know, Lawrence Fishburne ringing the bell, hollering, wake up, wake up, wake up. Well, it's a wake-up call going on out there right now. And the wake-up call is this, is that America is shifting to a two-class society. It's happening fast and furious every day. What are you going to do to secure your position, or what are you doing to secure your position? You're either securing a position to be part of the poor or part of the wealthy. It's not too late for you to be able to cash in and be part of that wealthy class. We got a program and a mechanism that will allow you to be able to do that. And if you want to find out more about that, give us a call at 252-406-0774 and say, hey, please share with me how I can learn about to position myself in the economy and earn $25,000 a month in terms of principal interest income that would give me $300,000 a year so that I can control my destiny and not be caught into being part of the super poor. See, because that's the reality. You know, the reality is the reality. You can, as I used to tell people before with certain things, you can like it or you can lump it. That's your choice. You know, that's, you have to decide that, what best suits your situation for you and your family. But the other side is this. You can't say that you never heard this message before. It's what you do with it. People say knowledge is power. That's a half-truth. Knowledge is power, but it's what you do with the knowledge. If you do nothing with this information, don't expect nothing to happen and nothing to change for you. So, hey, if you want to get rid of the stress of not knowing where you're going and what's happening, make sure you give us a call, 252-406-0774. And when you do that, you know, hey, we'll sit you up and get you some information to you that can help you position yourself towards being able to escape being part of the ultra poor. That's what's going on. That's what time it is. This has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. Beyond the Matrix, freedom is working from home. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and have a blessed, wonderful day. Catch you Sunday morning with the gospel of working from home.